to you by Pfizer or any of its associates. Have you seen what's in that vaccine? Make sure you're reading the ingredients on anything you put into your body. You can thank me later. This episode of WTF Landia Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
It does seem pretty odd, doesn't it, that the expensive homes somehow were just untouched. Homes that belong to the likes of, you know, Oprah, Bill Gates, Lady Gaga, Jeff Bezos, Will Smith, Julia Roberts, still standing and in perfect condition. Just a little too precise for me, and I'm still gonna say that this all seems a little bit too fishy. Oh, and did you also know that John Pilliater, I don't know if I'm saying that right, who was Maui's chief police officer, was also the commander of the Las Vegas shooting?
A lot of big corporations, companies coming in and trying to buy off your land. Please do not sell it to them. Keep your lands. I know there's a lot of fear and I know there's a lot of uncertainty.
Powers that shouldn't be would like you to believe that the crimes against humanity towards the people of Maui and the Kanaka in Lahaina, Kula, and Kihei is simply a natural disaster resulting from, according to their psychotic governor, Josh Green, quote, a fire hurricane, something new to us in this age of global warming. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier said these fires, quote, melted metal. He also just happened to be the incident commander for the Vegas shooting in 2017. What a coinky-dinky-doodle. These fires were the result of DEW's directed energy weapons as predictably programmed on this Mountain Dew DEW Maui Burst beverage. Natural wildfires do not melt the glass and metal of cars, disintegrate entire structures into white dust while leaving trees and umbrellas untouched, travel at 60 miles per hour, cremating human beings, look like footage from Hiroshima, have books published about them 2 days after they start, and coincidentally take place on 8-8, an occult number representing the acceptance of necessary endings and change, as well as the day the Lionsgate portal is officially activated as the sun, the star Sirius, and the earth all come into alignment. It's also what the pyramids of Giza and Egypt align with as well, so yeah, it's a pretty significant date. This is UN Agenda 21 and 30 at play. Lahaina was the royal capital of Maui, and the locals there, as well as Kula and Kihei, have been refusing to sell their precious land for years. A major problem when you want to turn Maui into an island entirely governed by AI and a 15-minute electric grid smart city. My heart and prayers go out to everyone who perished in no suffering, as this one is beyond evil, guys. God bless everyone. We are at war already.
Hey, guys, for more breakdowns like that, shoot me a follow. Peace.
Welcome to that groundbreaking clickerbit episode of your WTF Landia radio show, my friends. It is your girl, Char Michelle. I hope you are well.
I hope you're well. I truly, truly hope that you're well. If you're just joining our podcast broadcast for the first time, please do nothing more than hand your coat to the valet, the coat valet there at the front of the room. Enter the door there to your right. Grab a lovely lounge reclining chair. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. On stage will be your improv inquisiteur, Charles Michel. Just trying to make the news make sense in a way where it doesn't have to be as, well, loud and outlandish and wild and crazy sounding as, well, that sound. It sounds like we're in a movie, and it sounds like I want to applaud independent journalists all around for reporting from where they are sitting, standing, seeing, learning, etc., etc. See, here's the thing about the new age that we're in. In the day, back, way back in the day, we used to sit around the news, the television, with our antennas up, and we would sit and watch what the mainstream media would tell us. We'd sit there and we'd go, oh, this is going on. This is interesting. Oh, sounds scary. I don't want to watch it, or else I will be afraid to go outside. You know, you remember turning on the news and it was like, drive-by happened here. Oh, I'm from Los Angeles. Sorry, guys. You might not be aware of that news. But in all fairness, you had your own share of news wherever you listened. And it all usually wasn't always pleasant, right? And a couple of feel-good stories here and there within the news to balance out the chaos. But for the most part, the news was telling us stuff that we maybe weren't so comfortable hearing. Well, it is my job on this podcast broadcast to take the uncomfortable topics and glaze them over your ears like honey with my take. Okay, so I hope that you... I hope that being a political science major, a political scientist and a sociologist, I pray that this makes sense in some way, form, or fashion. If not now, maybe at some point it will. But that's the aim here. It always has been at this WTF Landia radio show podcast broadcast, is to, at some point when you come around to it, oh, you best believe you'll have come around to it. That said, whoa, can we take a breather? Let's go like this. Breathe in and breathe out. Again, breathe in and breathe out. Now grab a sip of coffee for me, so my voice isn't dry. And Tim Hortons, the good old-fashioned Tim Hortons. Thank you for that whisk around the tongue. I'm sure they'll be vacant, manned by robots at some point, and maybe the coffee won't taste as good, but hopefully it does. Anyways, jumping into the room, this Maui fire, we have to get back on this topic, because here's the thing. There is, again, along with the age of information that we're living in, and I know that, well, beautiful country of Canada that I'm residing in has come up with a new law, C-18, to block news media from coming in from different sources. You'll have to research that on your own to find out the intricate nature of that bill, but it has been passed. And so as news becomes less free, we'll just say that, then you'll need to be able to appreciate the fact that these independent journalists went out of their way to report from what they were seeing. Some of those journalists were on the Hawaiian islands, on the grounds of those that were torn by the fires there, the fire there. And a lot of people are now starting to see video. There's one video that's circulating, and it appears to be a laser beam that came from, well, who knows where. And it seared itself down on the islands there outside of my Maui and Kie. And it caused a massive fire. And that's just the bottom line. And Royce White is a basketball player. He is riding on his bald head, his beautiful bald head. Investigate Maui and direct energy weapon on either side of his head during his game. And this is a C3. I think this is a Ice Cube's league, but he wants to make people aware of what is actually possibly happening. And like that gentleman said, the other gentleman said, this is Jasper Blenstrup on Instagram. This appears to be a war raged on its citizen. Well, when you throw around, these things spark an interest in me, which jumped me into this room to talk about this, because I've been following organizations that look to enhance our living quality. World Economic Forum is one of those organizations that has made many inferences to sustainability and a sustainable future, and what's economically feasible, and they drop words like stakeholders, government leaders, and the citizens being them being stakeholders. And so when I see stakeholders, I think that there's stake in humanity, and that makes me feel a little sweet to high key discomfortable. Because I don't want anybody to be stakeholders in me. Now, we do know, if you do read Black's Law, you should get read up on that, then that might have a lot to do with the fact that human beings are government property after they are born, according to their birth certificate. This I'm learning about. I had no clue. Many of us don't. But read Black's Law and start to read about when your parents give birth to you and they sign that birth certificate, what they are signing over to. Many people have chosen, because they knew this and I didn't, to give birth and not do birth certificates. Many Africans, they're that way. So you're your own human being. You're not any kind of property of the government. Now, I don't know if that word is being properly used, property, or, you know, maybe stake, you know, a stake to the stakeholders. And we're not talking about beef, baby. But you dig? So anyways, I'm learning more about this. Again, I encourage everyone to learn more about what they can learn about, while they can learn about it, because the information that we are being given needs to be researched upon. Either way, if you jump right into it, you hear it, and you go, yep, I believe it, you need to still research it. If you jump right into it and you don't believe it, you still need to research it. This way you have given yourself the ability to be well-read, well-researched, and you can come up with your own, ultimately, your own decisions on what you think is right and wrong, and what you're looking at. Because right now we're looking at a lot of things. There are fires raging everywhere. And I have to say, I understand that it is getting hotter. However, I understand by a lot of my research that there are, in fact, direct energy weapons that were, whether they're used for war, they can be used against your own people if you are in a maniacal situation. Now, I'm not saying any of our governments are in a maniacal situation, but if we were, if I was maybe the president and I was on a bad premenstrual cycle situation, for me personally, not that any woman deals with this but me, I might direct energy weapon some things too. Probably not, but I'm just saying, I just got to put myself in play so that we don't think that I'm just talking about other people in such a way, right? But you think about it, if you have some maybe not fly out the handle situations, but if you have some agendas and you're a stakeholder and you need to secure your land and you need to secure your revenue at the behest of stake that's in the way, maybe you would do what this guy is talking about. I'm not sure. I think it's evil. But again, he said it's evil too. And if you're on the side of evil and you're not good, and you, look, if you ain't for Jesus, you're for the devil. At this point in my life, this is what I'm just going to go ahead and say. If you're not for good, you're for evil. And that's period. And I think people, we deserve more than that. We deserve better than that. We deserve to be taken care of in such a way where we can, you know, progress in life and live life and life more abundantly. At least Americans, according to our Constitution. That did sound like a Constitution. That's scripture. But God, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and you see, that's my Constitution. John 10:10 says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy is not Jesus. And God comes to give us life and give us life in abundance. Life in abundance is my, you know, idea, way of living. And so that's my Constitution. But again, you know, right now, I don't know, people have their apprehensions with government rule because of the way COVID was taken care of, or what they thought it was taken care of. And because of how the world looks right now, as far as if you're not eating a lot, if you're not being able to buy groceries and gas, you probably are feeling uptight. There are many things at play when it comes to the way of the world now. So, all that said is, where do you turn? Where do you go? Where do you look when everything seems so awry? Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You've got to look to the hills where your help comes from. Where does your help come from? My help comes from the Lord. And I think that now more than ever, it's starting to seem like that may be our only hope out of this thing. I don't see a way out of the situation we're in, whether it's like the world's catching on fire. There was like several fires, even it seems like it was even attempting to be like a bad situation here, or even where I live. There was a fire over by a church that was peeling over into my neighborhood. I went to go see it. It looks like someone burned down a whole tree by a church. Someone or something, I would imagine. Cigarette, that could be a thing. So we can't just say it's direct energy weaponry. It could be. But the way, again, with the way that fire incinerated was a problem. It says that fire incinerated. It looked like it was when people go to get cremated. That's what it would look like. You don't usually see fires like that, right? They burn, but not that hot. There were some trees that were left untouched. There were some umbrellas. And it could be because of the fact that it was a laser. Maybe lasers don't burn certain things. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert in direct energy weaponry. But I know that he said predictive program was in Maui. What was it? The Maui cool burst or something? Man, that's crazy, bro. The fact that we have the possibility of Mountain Dew showing us that this Maui situation was about to happen is sketchy. Y'all don't still drink Mountain Dew though, do you? I think there's ways that we've found healthy alternatives around Mountain Dew, but if you are still into it and you did see the Maui burst, is what it was called, I guess, maybe that is predictive programming. I'm not sure. There's nothing on the insignia that looks like it, but the name does seem very, and I'm not laughing at the situation, but it seems like it'd be very, could be programming. Maui burst. Interesting. I'm praying for the people in Maui. I'm praying for the people in Kie. I'm praying for the Hawaiian people as a whole. I'm praying for our world. I'm praying there is the same thing happening. Floods are happening in Miami, in Italy, all over the world. There are some absolutely strange things happening. Weather patterns and such. My goodness. Whether you're walking in a store and swiping your palm to get in and buy your groceries, whether you're getting incentives from your government to turn your money over into digital currency, by getting $2,000 a month extra in your bank account so you could just afford the food that you could probably afford if you grow, but you can't grow it. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, here we are needing people to do it for us. You know, I've always heard I want to call them hippie doodops. Grow your own food. We're going to live off the grid and grow our own food. Well, it's never made more sense to me than now why these people have been up to something. But even farmlands are catching on fire, right? The same Bill Gates owns about 80% of the farmland in America and abroad, some places abroad as well. You got to think, he's a stakeholder in a lot. And the reason why it triggers me into stakeholding is because Bill Gates is a stakeholder in a lot of things, including the CN Rail, including Beyond Beef, I believe, including Ecolab, which is a water filtration company, including UN. World Health Organization. Think he has some kind of connection to the World Economic Forum. There's a lot of things that Bill, one man, is in charge, has some stake, some high stake in, that it makes me feel a little bit afraid, because again, if I'm one person and I own that much, I might be able to have some influence. And I don't need that much influence. And this is just me. This is, Bill Gates could be completely a decent human being that really just wants to help the world. And I pray he is, in the name of Jesus. I pray that he knows Jesus. He follows Jesus. We're all able to change. We're all able to find Jesus in the darkest hour at night when something goes wrong and you get the fear of God shook into your whole life, that if you don't change something, this is where you're going. So we can say, you know, Bill Gates may have one of those situations if we do think that he's not doing things right, or Klaus Schwab, or Hari Yuval Noah, or anybody else who has some really good influence in the way of the world right now, or any of the, like, people saying the Rothschilds. If these people are alive and kicking and well, and God says, hey, listen, here's your opportunity to shake it up or ship it out, maybe they will get that, and then they will change and say, look, I've been on the wrong path. It happened to me. I've been on the wrong path this whole time. But God showed me in the middle of the night, my sleep, that I was doing things that were wrong, and I was trying to play God, or I was, you know, making decisions that can harm a whole generation of people. And so I choose to back down. I choose to follow Jesus, and I choose to make things right. Any of us can do that. Including those people who you guys think, who I hear a lot of theories about, who you guys think are making decisions that will affect us in a horrible way. Some in a good way and some in a bad way. Mainly I'm hearing the latter. So pray for those people. Put if you're a praying person and you believe in Jesus, don't pray, you know, if you don't believe in Jesus, then I don't know what you do, but pray that Jesus will change your hearts, that they will find Jesus, the love of Jesus, that he did die for us, even every one of us, including Bill Gates and Hari Yuval Noah and Klaus Schwab and Charles Michel and whoever else, Donald Trump and Joey B and everybody, and you who are listening, you know, and that we are all under his love until we have decided to deny him and just walk on our own path. Then we're all under your own path or your own God who you chose to serve. You can't serve two masters, though. You can only serve one. And I choose God. You know, a lot of things in life, in my own personal experiences, I know how to, you know, understand a lot can be taken away from you. I've experienced it. I've seen it firsthand. And I realize that the one thing that can't be taken from you is where you give your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, right? I give mine to the Lord Jesus Christ and to my God in heaven, who gave us his son Jesus to die for us and save us from all these crazy, chaotic sins, even the ones we will infiltrate on ourselves, has given me comfort in knowing that if it's all gone, then what's not gone is the everlasting peace that I'll have from knowing that I am under the righteous right hand of God. And the Bible tells me that so much good can come from that alone, even when the earthly stuff doesn't pan out the way you think it should. The wealth and riches and lust and love and this and that, things that you can get on earth. It may not pan out the way you like it to on earth. But your everlasting life is the one I'm looking forward to, the after stuff that you can't see. I'm more interested in that only because I'm interested in surprises. I've seen enough on this earth. I've seen many things taken away from me. Even when I didn't deserve it, I think even as a child, and I didn't deserve to be treated certain ways. And even as an adult, I didn't deserve to treat people and treat myself and be treated certain ways. You realize that a lot can be taken away from you. A lot can be given to you as well on earth. And it doesn't mean that just because you're given great things on earth that you've sold your soul. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you know in your heart what you're placing your value and your self-worth in, and who you have essentially allowed, where you've comfortably allowed your soul to rest. Whether it's in fame, lust, love, or not love, fame, lust, power, and all the things that on earth, it sounds good. You can get money and be a God-fearing Christian, Christ follower on earth. And there's no question you can be a billionaire and be a Christ follower. I look to be that, in that position at one point. And it'll only be to help the world, though. I promise. I trust you. That's it. I don't promise. That's what I ask God for, the grace and mercy to allow me to be in that position so that I can give to many nations, right? But that's where my heart is now. And so I have to ask constantly God to keep me in that heart posture so that when you do, as Christ followers who do get money, when you do get money, you don't think, I made it. Look at me. I did this. I'm telling you guys right now, as I step into this unknown world, new work, new job, new career, that anything and everything that I've ever done that Char Michelle's name will ever be attached to, I have no responsibility for creating its success. I'm literally merely only a vessel of the Most High God. I have not done this myself. I didn't manifest it. I didn't go in the mirror and pray these things a million times and say, now make it happen, Lord. No, what I did was put myself in a posture of faithful prayer saying, Lord, you said to decree a thing and it shall be. You said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the doors will be open. You said, pray without ceasing. Those things are just me activating my faith in the Lord that all the things will work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. So that's all scripture, right? And so I choose to say, if it ain't scripture, it ain't nothing to me. Not a book, not a philosopher in life can tell me something that is not backed in scripture that I'll buy. As long as it's backed in scripture, we're up to it. If it's not backed in scripture and you're putting your spin on it, I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me, no matter how intellectual it sounds. It needs to be backed in scripture. Because I believe every word was God breathed in scripture and it has a purpose. And so all that to say is, again, I think that things are going to be okay. This podcast would never be meant to scare us. Even if there are these weapons of warfare and direct energy weapons and people who are stakeholders and things like that, it's not scary if you know that God is the God of everything and everyone ultimately. Now, he will let some things happen. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says some stuff you'll want to know. They believe their lies so much they turned away from the truth that God is going to send the spirit of strong delusion upon folks. Y'all want to believe your own lies? Okay. When you get to that point, I pray that God's will be done in your life, you know, in all of our lives. But essentially, you know, it's a lot to turn back from at that point. You know, again, when you start to sin so much that when it used to hurt your heart, break your heart, the sin, and it used to make you feel bad and it doesn't make you feel bad anymore, that's a very dark and demeaning place to allow your soul to rest. If you're sinning and you've used it at one point, it used to make you feel bad, that was because you were the Holy Spirit was in there trying to say, as you are made in the image of Christ, turn away from that, man. It's no good. It's going to lead in death. Come on, don't do it. And then as you and the world have made sin okay, Like, ah, oh, no, it's okay. It's called sexual freedom. It's called fun. I want to go out and have fun. YOLO. You only live once. I used to say that. YOLO. You only live once. That's a lie from the devil. It's the lie to trap you into thinking you're supposed to have so much fun no matter how it grieves the spirit, no matter how it grieves your heart, to go ahead and just keep doing it. The more you do it, you'll desensitize yourself to its impact, and you'll be fully comfortable living in sin. And that's where many people are. I was probably on my way there. Seriously. It's a lie from the devil. You got to call it the devil's lie and say, I rebuke you. According to Luke 10:19, Satan, you are under my feet, and I wipe you at the very bottomless, hottest, fieriest depths of the pits of hell where you belong in the name of Jesus, and I seal it shut by the fire of the Holy Spirit. You don't let the devil come and tell you, just keep going, keep push through in that sin, in that posture of sin. And then at some point, you won't even feel like you're doing anything wrong. That's a dark and scary place. Come out of it right now. If you're there, if you are in that place, I snap you out of it right there. There you go. I broke it off you in the name of Jesus. Get in the posture of prayer. Get in the posture of understanding that greater is he that is in me, that's Jesus, that's God in heaven, than he that is in this world, that's Satan, Beelzebub, the one who's going to offer you the gifts of the world. The world is temporary, guys. People have been born and died, some in the same day, some 70 years later, some in their 20s, some in their hundreds. But people are dying all the time, and where they die is where they made their last decision. Do they choose to serve God? Or do they choose to serve man, money, things? And it doesn't sound like it's comfortable to like deny your flesh and to like live in this posture of, well, I can't do this, YOLO. No, you can. You're supposed to live and eat good in the land of the living. That's what the Bible says. Of course you're supposed to, but you're supposed to do it with denying yourself the evils of the world. It says, denier, pick up your cross and follow me. Scripture says, seek after God. Seek when you have the Holy Spirit living in you. If you invite the Holy Spirit in, you say, what decisions am I supposed to make today? It doesn't feel like it's going to be fun. That doesn't seem fun. Like, oh, I can't go and like go on Bumble and meet up with some dude and, you know, have a one night flurry. Let's just call it that. Or whatever. You know what I mean? Things that you want to do in this world because you feel like you need to connect with people. Sure, you can connect with people, but you need to connect where your spirits align. I might find myself to be whirling around life solo in a lot of instances because where my spirit needs to be, the company I keep needs to be aligned with that. Right? And it's not the past life I lived in. It's not the drinking, it's not the smoking cigarettes, it's not the, you know, dance and party and fun. I can dance and party and have fun, of course, but it's not the same way that I would do that. It's not the same environment, and it's certainly not the same energy. I believe the energy is way more clean, and that is scary for people, you know? Because it's easy to live in the dark. In fact, if you have a house and it's not clean, don't you normally want to keep the lights off when you invite people over? You got some neon lights you turn on so they don't see the junk in the corners, right? You know those party houses. We all know them. But if you're living in a clean environment, the light is people get afraid of that light. So if you're without friends and you're without people because you decided to follow Christ, it's because you're that light. The neon, you ain't the neon LED lights. You're that bright light that God has placed inside of you when you're living for the kingdom, right? I don't know who I'm speaking to here. I don't know when you're going to pick up this podcast, whether it be past, present, or future. But if you've gotten this far, I really pray that it has ministered to your soul. I really pray that it has found you in a posture of needing to know that you're worth it. You're worthy God, you're made in the image of God. He died for you. And whatever sin you're involving yourself in right now, stop it. Turn it over to God. Say, I don't want this anymore. I have sinned myself into a way of not even thinking that it's bad anymore. And that ain't right. And I want to like feel again. Allow me to feel, God. Allow me to feel what's right from wrong. And so that way I can know that I'm pleasing you by following you properly, because it's easy to like follow after your own lust, like your own, let's say even heart on earth. It's harder to follow after your spirit. Your spirit needs to be in a clean place. It needs to be in a clean environment. It needs to be where the lights can be turned on and you can show people around. Not where come over my house at nighttime when I pop on those LED lights so you can't really see what's really cooking. That energy. And I get it. Trust me. We all come from somewhere. And perfection ain't it, right? So, whatever point you get this, if you've pulled it out of the Library of Congress, or the Met Gala, or the Byzantine Museum, or you've just checked it out of, you know, the podcast gold area of the podcast section of wherever you get your podcast. I hope that this touches your heart and heals you in the name of Jesus from within. Knowing that the blood of Jesus corrects and covers a multitude of sins. You just have to say, Lord, right now, just say, Lord, forgive me from all the sins I have committed against your will in your way. Wash me white as snow, Lord, so that I can start this new life again with you. I believe that you died on the cross to save me from my sin. There's nothing more that I want after hearing this podcast that Char Michelle delivered than to walk with you, Jesus, deny my flesh. The lust, the desires, all that stuff is like, yeah, it's great on earth, but what is it going to do for my long term? My long term, I want to live in heaven. I want to live where there's no more pain and hurt and sorrow and depression and anxiety and stress and of the world, but that there's glory, peace, love, joy, streets paved in gold. That's where I want to go. So allow your Holy Spirit to walk with me as I make this trek down the narrow road, because I've heard that the widest gate that leads to hell and narrow is the pathway to righteousness and to heaven. So let me be on that narrow road, even if it sucks, with Jesus, so that I know that ultimately I will end up in a place called heaven. If there is such a thing, take me there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you need to say that over again, repeat that over again, go ahead, run it back. It's a podcast. You can do that. And I pray that we all will be an understanding of this. We are not saved by what we are doing just alone. Faith is what's going to pull us through. We have trusted in mankind enough. We've trusted in ourselves. We've trusted in our government. We've trusted in our moms, our dads. And we've all been let down by some or all of them. So, if you try all things, why not try God? Why not try his son, Jesus? Because John 14:6 says there is one way to the Father, and that is through the Son. Let that resonate in your heart. Say that prayer, and Godspeed. Later. Do you know where you are going when you die? Do you want to change the way that you're living right now and have the opportunity to get to heaven? Say this prayer and believe it with all of your heart. Ready? Jesus, I am a sinner and I wholeheartedly repent. Please forgive me. I believe you died on a cross and rose again, conquering death so that I can live. I accept you now as my Lord and personal Savior. Please baptize me in your Holy Spirit. No matter how hard it may be to follow you, keep me honoring you from this moment forward and on the narrow path of righteousness. Holy Spirit, please walk with me every step of the way. Angels, go before me and battle all of the obstacles that are set up to trap me. Blood of Jesus, cover me in your mercy. And God in heaven, please allow my name to be written in your book of life. Amen. WTF Landia Radio disclaimer. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless specifically stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Show does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, products, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or contents of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with applicable laws such as materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in the podcast.